Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A little cooler last night, we're saying. It's always nice when the night air is cool.
It's amazing how it really works. You sleep better, you feel better. When you just don't expect it to break, it breaks, then that's all good.
Well, as we get through the summer season, we're watching the Olympics on TV. And so I was quite shocked to be greeted with this story this morning as I drove in. Alan, two American swimmers were pulled off their flight after doubts emerged over the reports they were robbed at gunpoint. They were released after agreeing to remain in the country and speak with investigators about the episode. We're talking about Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz. Authorities say a third American swimmer, James Feegan, will also speak to police today. Of course, 12-time medalist Ryan Lochte, the swimmer, already back in the U.S., he said the four were robbed at gunpoint in a taxi by men with a police badge as they returned to the athletes' village from a party after the final Rio Olympic swimming event. Police say they've found little evidence to support it.
Well, that may be, but we do know that Rio is a terribly dangerous city. We do know that there have been reports of people who have been held up. We do know that there's a perception out there that it's a very difficult place to negotiate if you're outside the protection of the Olympic people. And one wonders why anybody would do it. But of course, the history of mankind is that people face dangers that they don't have to face. Of course, the Brazilian authorities were seriously embarrassed by all of this. And now we see that they are saying that there is no evidence that it actually happened. They can't find other people who saw it. Usually in robberies, there are not a lot of people who saw something happening. So this is one where you say, okay, well, you know, you got a dangerous city. You had this complaint. You had four major athletes saying that it happened. On the other hand, every once in a while, people do stupid things, and they say things that didn't happen. And that's a very dangerous situation, and the police are investigating that. Now, we don't know if they're covering their own fannies or whether or not they're really onto something, but sooner or later, we're going to find this one out because there were four people there. I believe three of them are still left in Brazil. One is back in the States, and we'll just have to see how this unfolds.
Speaking of seeing how things unfold, we're greeted to the news that Donald Trump turned to the top executive from Breitbart News yesterday after demoting Paul Manafort as campaign chief. And the Times says this morning the change indicates that the candidate has decided to embrace his aggressive style for the duration of the race.
Yeah, David, I saw that in the paper. And one wonders whether they know what they're talking about. They may not. But, you know, as I have said so many times before these microphones, Freud said character was set very early in life, 4 years older. So I don't think anybody's going to be fooled by Trump going on script from now on. He is who he is. Not only that, he's a guy who is convinced that the reason that he's where he is right now and that he beat all those people in the primaries is because he was, quote, telling it like it was. You're not about to change the man. And if you do, it's going to look awfully strange to all those people who voted for him because of his sometimes outrageous remarks. So we'll just see. Just let's remember that even though the New York Times gives Hillary Clinton something like an 87% chance of winning, it doesn't mean that Trump is going to lose, and they say so because anything can happen between now and the election. Anything can happen between now and the election. Somebody wrote to the roundtable yesterday and said, Alan is always saying Trump is going to win. You know, David, I don't like it when people make stuff up. And that is a pretty good example of somebody making stuff up. Right now, it certainly appears that Hillary Clinton is going to win. And I have never said that Trump is going to win. I said he could win, and he still can. If the Democrats get into a place where they're complacent, where they say, well, we're going to win, we don't have to worry about this, and we're not fighting for our lives here. There's only 6 points that separate the two candidates, you know, in most of the polls in this election, some less. So that would be a dumb move on the Democrats' part.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.